It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone to talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great, man.
All right, let's
Everybody
go for
else
it.
Is out there?
Yeah, let's go for it. What have you got for us?
Really big thanks out to Kelvin Settle, Spice Bush Farms. He's got a number of businesses, but out there he does grow a lot of spices, and he's allowed us about 1 mile along his and through his farm on Highway 268 East. To build a trail, and we'd like to invite everybody. And this is kind of the main note of this particular podcast radio talk today, is that June the 23rd from 9 to 12 or so, if you want to stay a little longer, you could, at Spice Bush Farms, which is on 268. It's about 3 3/4 of a mile from Elkin. After going under the I-77 bridge, look for Spice Farms Road on the left across from Wayne's Farm chicken plant. And the gate will be open. There's a field of parking on the left. And what we're going to do is start from scratch. We've already got it flagged. We've got it marked. We're ready to go. We've got tools. If you want to bring your own special rake or hoe or shovel, we'd love for you to bring that. But we've got plenty of tools, bring gloves and plenty of water. And we're going to build a whole new trail, hopefully in one day. We'll get it roughed in good. There'll be some rock work. But mostly it's leveling and building tread and water bar. So that's a great opportunity if you want to help further the trails around Elkin. This is headed towards Mitchell River. We already have a number of sections done there, and we're hoping to get it so that you can walk pretty much in the woods or ride your bicycle pretty much in the woods from Elkin all the way to Mitchell River and Carolina Heritage Vineyard. Okay, that's that one. A lot of planning has been going on for what's called North Carolina Trail Days. It's an invention of the Elk and Valley Trails and working hand-in-hand with Jeff Edson and Explore Elk. And Denise Line is now the chairperson of that. Bob Hillier just having a lot to do with it, and a lot of Elk and Valley Trails folks. And this is a great adventure coming in 2019, first weekend in June. We're looking for your ideas, energy, input for what we can do to make a state trails adventure. We're going to have hiking, biking. We're going to probably put on a 10K at least, and maybe a marathon. We don't know yet. We're looking at all the possibilities using the current trails that we built. But if you're interested in helping us with event planning or ideas, you can contact Jeff Edson or Denise Line, Elk and Valley Trails, or Explore Elkin, and we're working as a partner on that. Now, next, we got Joe Mickey. Shout out to Joe Mickey and Jason Taylor. They spent the day yesterday redoing the entire Wildflower Meadow Trail. It's a half-mile trail down by the creek. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you want to go, after you cross the first bridge at the Shoe Factory Dam, there's the Wildflower Meadows on your right. You see it's been cleaned out so you can see it better. And then you past a grove of trees, you can turn to your right and go across about a 40-foot footbridge, walkway, and then take that nice little wildflower walk. It's really beautiful in the curve back up there. You can see where people used to walk from East Elkin. There was a whole community there, actually bigger than Elkin at one time. There were 310 people there and 300 people in Elkin at once, but that's the valley that you're looking at. So try that if you want a nice walk. You can check that out on Facebook. Also, Yakin Valley Community Schools has put a new little wildflower garden out there, thanks to them. Thanks to the Winston-Salem Foundation, we just got notified that we have granted us $5,000 to help us with the bridge across Crooked Creek. This is going to be a 75-foot long bridge, 3-foot high, 75-foot I-beams, four of them. And so it'll be a bridge crossing there right beyond the second gong. And if you haven't been out there, it's really worth going out there and looking. The trail is really washed right now from all that rain, but we'll be working with Adam to clear all that up. How are we doing for time, buddy?
Oh, we got 30 seconds.
Okay. Shout out to Riley Lyles, Ken Southard, Duke Energy, Will Gwynn, Green Hills Environmental, Adam McComb, Joe Mickey, Joe Hicks, and a bunch of us. Working to help him do his senior project. Anybody's got one of those or a Scout Eagle Scout project, we'd love to help you with that really unique opportunity for your project. Thanks to Surrey County, they've added staff to help promote and help us do the Mountain to Sea Trail with Pilot Mountain, helping us with bridges. Derek Goddard at Wilkes County helping us with Carter Falls. Lots of other things going on right now, but we'll also be adding another section to our mountain bike trail. in the next 6 months. So that's about it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.